Fiverr was the go-to place for freelancers. Graphic design, coding, voiceovers, it had it all and was worth over $11 billion. Then it crashed. Its share price is down over 90% and has lost $10 billion in valuation. What happened? Behind it was a chaotic mix of overhype, overspending, and scandals, all of which were self-inflicted. This is the story of how Fiverr exploded and then destroyed itself. Our story begins in June 2019. Fiverr was going public and listed on the New York Stock Exchange at $21 a share, and the results were fine. For the next 6 months, it hovered between $20 and $30. Not too impressive, but little did Fiverr know, everything was about to change.
We have a new name for the coronavirus. The World Health Organization has officially called it COVID-19.
I have today declared that the coronavirus presents a public health emergency in the United States.
When the world went into lockdown, companies had to change overnight, from in-office to remote in a matter of weeks. Many businesses were closing their doors with revenue plummeting, but something else was happening to Fiverr. Fiverr suddenly exploded. Money was pouring in, staff could barely keep up with signups from companies looking to hire, but also new freelancers. Of course, this was the pandemic, but why exactly? Well, there are actually three distinct reasons. The first is that businesses had to go digital overnight, but many had never done so before. Demand for digital services like websites, e-commerce, online marketing, video content, graphic design, and much more skyrocketed immediately. Second is actually from employees. As businesses shut down or downsized, thousands were getting fewer hours or were laid off entirely. So many turned to freelancing for extra work, and Fiverr was the perfect choice. And reason three was try before you buy. With businesses downsizing, remote and strapped for cash, hiring new staff during COVID was risky and expensive. So managers outsourced short-term projects to freelancers. Many companies did this before, but suddenly, businesses that had only hired employees were dipping their toes into contract work. Fiverr witnessed a tidal wave of demand all at once. In 2020, its revenue leapt to $189 million, a 77% increase from 2019. In 2021, it leapt again to $300 million, another 57% jump. These jumps were absurd, and investors had taken notice of the boom and wanted in. Fiverr's share price went from mostly horizontal to vertical, from $25 in March 2020 to over $200 that time next year. Fiverr's value had climbed from hundreds of millions to over $11 billion. In their annual financial report, founder and CEO Micha Kaufman said, "We are carrying that momentum into the new year, and I'm thrilled about what lies ahead for us in 2021. They had a boatload of new cash, but also an expensive stock price to pay for acquisitions. Fiverr was loaded and everything was looking great. Yet, from here, things didn't go as planned for Fiverr. Behind this lucrative growth and expensive marketing campaigns was a dark secret. Fiverr's leaders watched their empire crumble before their very eyes. One driving factor behind the fall of Fiverr is AI. You can either complain about it or take advantage of it. That's why I'm excited to talk about today's sponsor, Warp. Warp is an AI coding tool. It's like Claude Code or Cursor, but with deeper context and actual coding built in. You're not just prompting a model, you're coding, reviewing, and shipping with multiple agents working alongside you inside one environment. And it's not just hype. Warp is ranked number 1 on Terminal Bench and scored 75.8% on Sweebench Verified, making it top 3 worldwide ahead of Claude Code, Codex, and Gemini CLI. It's already used by over 700,000 engineers and 56% of the Fortune 500. With Warp, you can review all of an agent's code changes in one panel, compare diffs against your branch or master, and reprompt fixes in plain English. You can even edit files directly inside Warp with a built-in text editor. Real-time indexing across multiple repos gives agents the context they need, and you can scope rules per project so your workflow doesn't go off the rails. I ran Warp on a complex page from my own app, Silo. In under a minute, it surfaced architectural improvements and cleaner patterns that normally takes days of back-and-forth reviews. Let me be clear, it's not replacing engineers, but it definitely speeds them up. Warp is free to try, But for a limited time, my friends at Warp are offering their Warp Pro plan for only $5. Use code Logically to redeem at go.warp.dev/logically or click the link in the description. Thank you to Warp for supporting our videos. In late 2021, Fiverr and its investors were hit with a reality check. The world was opening up with many returning to the office. The revenue was still growing, but had slowed dramatically. It had climbed to $340 million, another record high, but it only grew 12% compared to about 70%. Their share price, however, was in freefall. In July 2021, Fiverr was priced at an impressive $248 a share. Just 1 year later, in June 2022, that had fallen to $34 a share, an 86% drop. Fiverr was now worth barely $1 billion. What happened? Well, there's one figure I left out earlier. Profit. Despite the optimism from leaders and investors and that insane boom in demand, this whole time, Fiverr hadn't made any money. In 2019, they had lost $33 million, and in their explosive growth, Fiverr only reduced that to $14 million in 2020. But it gets worse. Despite a slight recovery, losses went into freefall the following year, plummeting to $64 million in 2021, then $70 million in 2022. Yet, revenue was at an all-time high. How is Fiverr losing more money when it should be making it? Firstly, much of Fiverr's new wealth was paper wealth. After a company's IPO, they don't actually make money when you buy or sell shares. So why does the share price matter? Well, aside from being an indicator of good performance, it also gives the company a new asset. Shares are more valuable, and they can use that in place of cash when buying businesses or other investments. It also gives them access to more credit to take on more debt from more lenders. And let's take a look at that debt. From late 2019 to 2020, it grew 12,100%, from a measly $3 million to $370 million. But even despite paper wealth, Fiverr's revenue had exploded. So why did their profits plummet and debt grow so high? Well, Fiverr was prioritizing growth over profits, or rather, growth at all costs, and they were going big. First, it spent aggressively on marketing. Huge ad campaigns were rolling out, and expensive ones at that. They even ran a Super Bowl ad.
Fiverr has the freelancers to get you where you want to be.
They also began pouring millions into R&D, and Fiverr went on a spending spree of acquisitions. In early 2021, they acquired Working Not Working, a creative talent marketplace. Then they acquired the education and training platform, Creative Live. Then in November 2021, they acquired Stoke Talent, a freelance management platform for $95 million. Why? Fiverr used to be the cheapest place you could go and was famous for $5 gigs, but that had changed. Businesses were needing good, reliable services and they had the money to spend, so Fiverr was trying to move up market, integrate better tools and attract big corporate clients for massive projects instead of $5 gigs, and then it all came crashing down. Demand died down, revenue slowed, businesses opened up, and many went back to hiring employees or working full-time jobs. Yet Fiverr had spent hundreds of millions on marketing, R&D, and acquisitions for growth. Fiverr thought that this was the new normal, but that growth engine had stalled. In 2022, with the stock now back to where it started, CEO Mika announced that Fiverr would recalibrate its spending. Growth has and will always be our priority. However, with market conditions worse than anticipated, when growth becomes expensive, instead of growing at any cost, we decided to prioritize EBITDA and free cash flow. They would focus on profits and stability at all costs. But would it be enough? Fiverr was building a business for a reality that no longer existed. The world left the pandemic behind. Fiverr began cutting costs, laying off staff, cutting the acquisitions, and cutting the big marketing spend. They began changing the platform. The search algorithm was overhauled to boost new or rising sellers instead of the same ones at the top. They also removed fake sellers with suspiciously high 5-star reviews. It was the quality recalibration. But there was a problem. Fiverr's top performing freelancers noticed something strange. Almost overnight, their success scores were demoted due to a drop in communication quality. Sellers who had high amounts of business and happy customers saw their income fall along with their levels, from 3, which are top rated, to 2, which are notable sellers, and then they received warnings of being dropped to level 1. Fiverr was punishing all the top sellers and wouldn't give anyone a clear answer. Fiverr also wound up in court because it snuck in hidden fees at checkout, annoying both clients and sellers. Freelancers were already annoyed, and somehow Fiverr found a way to make everything even worse. To understand what happened next, we need to take a step back to 2017. Fiverr was rolling out a strange ad campaign. Sleep deprivation is your drug of choice. You might be a doer. These billboards and posters began going up everywhere and left people confused. It was supposed to promote freelancing, but it seemed to glorify burnout and overworking. Even if you liked this idea, it seemed to be going backwards. Workers were becoming more conscious of work-life balance. Not being a slave to your job, leaving at 5 o'clock, having an actual life outside of your career. But Fiverr had just poured millions into a campaign that became a laughingstock. Articles began reporting on the disaster in droves, but Fiverr doubled down. Fiverr's head of digital explained, "We want people to get out of their comfort zones, challenge them to think about their lives and if they are doing everything they can to achieve success." It was a tone-deaf marketing stunt. But why is this relevant? Well, it wasn't the first time we would see this from Fiverr. Fiverr needed to revamp their business. They needed something massive. So their solution, AI. Fiverr added a massive new category, AI services, for gigs about AI-generated content like voiceover, image generation, chatbots, AI consulting, prompt writing, and much more. Fiverr currently boasts over 10,000 AI experts, and to be fair, it did work. It brought in heaps of new demand. They also rolled out Fiverr Go, an AI assistant for sellers, though freelancers on Fiverr were starting to get nervous. Artists, designers, coders, and voice artists who used Fiverr for income were getting worried that Fiverr was pushing their replacement. Fiverr's management repeatedly emphasized that AI was more of an opportunity than a threat, but that also backfired. For some reason, in the midst of their AI push, Fiverr's CEO sent a tone-deaf email to employees. Here's the unpleasant truth. AI is coming for your jobs. Heck, it's coming for my job too. This is a wake-up call. Of course, this was leaked and the media quickly reported on it, and it confirmed sellers' suspicions about AI. But with all these new AI features, Fiverr needed to market them. They needed to get everyone's attention, so they made a new ad campaign.
"We made this ad with AI and nobody cares!
We get it!
You used AI!"
The ad backfired. Some liked it, but many thought it was tasteless. While debate about the ethics of AI use was at its peak and many, many people were losing their jobs, Fiverr decided this was a good idea. People called it tasteless, dismissive, and told Fiverr to read the room. The ad feels like a tasteless miscalculation that alienates the very talent it relies upon. Most annoyed, though, was Fiverr's own sellers. Maybe this message isn't the best way to market a website of human sellers. It was the 2017 ad campaign all over again. Fiverr is the classic boom and bust tale, riding the high of the pandemic and building for growth that was only temporary. And speaking of growth, we're trying to cross 1 million subscribers by the end of this year, and we're over 80% there. If you hit subscribe right now, we might just be able to pull it off. It wasn't just Fiverr though. Many companies fell into the pandemic trap. Vroom, the digital car dealership, exploded, spent big, had a Super Bowl ad like Fiverr, then went bankrupt. Similarly, Zoom grew many times overnight, spent big on hiring, R&D, acquisitions. Then the market cooled and the stock fell 85%. Though I will note, Fiverr did manage to achieve their goal at the very least. In 2023, their operating income was in the green, which even grew in 2024. Though the share price hasn't moved, still down 90% and almost an all-time low for Fiverr. Fiverr probably isn't going anywhere, but it's gonna be a long journey back to the top if they even get there again. Another company that exploded onto the scene and went bankrupt altogether is Wish.com. Check out this video to learn more, but until then, I'm Hari and I'll see you guys on the next one.